the port city of Salvador de Bahia in northeastern Brazil. It's where the Atlantic slave trade from West Africa to the so-called New World began. From the mid-1500s, Brazil imported more enslaved Africans than any other country, and was the last one to abolish slavery. Today, Brazil has the largest black population in the Americas, and they make up a disproportionately large percentage of the poor. The majority of black voters support former left-wing president Lula da Silva, like Jules dos Santos, who's selling beach wraps promoting his run for another term.
Who opened the doors of public universities to blacks? It was Lula. Bolsonaro only wants rich whites to have superior education.
Dudu Ribeiro, who runs an NGO called Black Initiative, is worried.
Bolsonaro's economic policy is racist, which is extremely serious. And the president's racist comments are equally serious.
As a congressman, Bolsonaro was asked what he would do if one of his sons fell in love with a black woman.
I'm not going to discuss promiscuity with you. I don't have to face that risk because my children were very well educated.
Bolsonaro also commented once that he'd seen a fat black man who weighed about 7 arrobas, an obsolete unit used to weigh African slaves. Mai Jaciara is a priestess of the Afro-Brazilian religion Candomblé. She says attacks against their temples by radical evangelical supporters of Bolsonaro are escalating.
We have a president who says there is only one religion, his own, and he is fanning intolerance. I'm afraid that this could generate great violence.
83% of Brazilians are black or mixed race, descendants of slaves who were brought here to what was one of the Western Hemisphere's largest slave markets. But despite some of President Bolsonaro's overtly racist comments and opinions, many, many Brazilians of color plan to vote for him. Among them are these men who perform capoeira for tourists. It's a popular Afro-Brazilian martial art.
Bolsonaro has a clean slate, a clean plate. A clean plate is better than a dirty one, don't you think? We need him to change our country.
Brazil remains an extremely unequal country, divided along racial and class lines. Whether children like these will be able to climb the social ladder could depend greatly on the outcome of Sunday's election. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Salvador, Brazil.